The word of God that I would like to share with you is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at verse 20, where Jesus says, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Dear fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, influencers. If you spend a lot of time on some kinds of social media, you probably know more about influencers than I do. But from what I understand, these are people who make a living out of their presence on social media, either by promoting certain products or by posting content that attracts likes and followers and thus making them attractive to advertisers. 2,000 years ago, among the Jewish peoples, the influencers were the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribes were men who were trained in copying the old scriptures, the old manuscripts, and that skill of copying and copying gave them a lot of credibility as experts in the law that dominated life in Israel. The Pharisees were a religious sect of people who made it their practice to look as correct as they could be. They were meticulous about their righteous appearance. They were assumed, obviously, by the people to be the closest folks around to the living God because of it. But at one point, there came into the land of Palestine a new teacher who, through his distinctive teaching and astonishing miracles, attracted a lot of followers and many likes. And it looked like Jesus of Nazareth was going to be the new kid in town. Matthew tells us that great multitudes of people would gather at the drop of a hat to hear or see him. Jesus, not surprisingly, talked also about the law of God and its role in the lives of the people. And they thought, surely this Jesus is going to support and second everything that all our other teachers have said. Except he didn't. Jesus, in fact, argued that one must have a righteousness that exceeds the righteousness of these scribes and Pharisees. And boy, that was a stunning thought for the people. Jesus announced, "I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." What? The righteousness of the experts in righteousness? Not even that was good enough to get in right with God? Apparently not, in Jesus' opinion. He went on with this series of pronouncements, surely you remember. "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord.' But I say to you, I do not swear at all, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." And there he exposed the influencers. The scribes and Pharisees put on a great show of righteousness on the outside. If anyone tried to charge them with a fault or a crime, the charge would die for lack of evidence. They did no murders. They did not adultery. They did no blasphemy, as far as anybody could tell. But as one of the prophets said long ago, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. That is, after all, where sin first arises and is committed, in our thoughts, in our attitudes, in our desires. If we worship, love, trust, or fear anything more than we do God, that is sin. Notice also what Jesus said were the consequences of a righteousness that does not exceed that of the experts. You cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you're only as good as your local Pharisee, you have no safe standing before the Almighty. The judge of all the earth will throw the book at you. So yeah, Jesus was the new kid in town, and he had some stunning things to say. He shook things up. But he did not leave sinners in despair. You might think, with a judgment like that, we'd be in a bad place. But Jesus not only came to demand a righteousness that exceeds, he came to provide a righteousness that succeeds. A righteousness that does open the way into the kingdom of God. Matthew quotes Jesus in the same sermon, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." When I introduced Jesus as the new kid in town, some of you may have thought that was not appropriate. That was a little crass sounding. You with an education background might remember someone way back saying, "Whatever you do, don't call the students in your elementary school classroom kids. They are children, you were told. Kids are baby goats." And that's right. And I'll still say, Jesus was a kid. Or more properly, a lamb. Goats and lambs. Jesus was the scapegoat on the Day of Atonement, on which all the sins of the people were confessed over his head, and then that poor little goat was led out into the wilderness with that terrible burden of sin and left there, lost, gone, and out of sight forever. Jesus was the Passover lamb, whose blood was painted on the doorposts of the Israelite people to preserve them and protect them from the avenging angel of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God, by whose blood all sin for all time has been atoned for. Therefore, removing sin from the equation between man and God. Only Jesus has a righteousness that exceeds. It surpassed that of the scribes and Pharisees because only his righteousness was fully based on the love of God and love for his fellow man. And only Jesus has a righteousness that succeeds. Being Son of God and Son of Man, he alone is able to cut through the barrier of our sins and give all people access to the kingdom of God. Only in his righteousness do we find lives of hope and receive hearts of peace and gratitude. May Jesus then be the only influencer you need to to guide you in all your searches. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 373. We're going to sing 1, 2, and 5.